Welcome to PRSA, the podcast of the Houston chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. On PRSA, we spotlight our talented members and get to know each other a little better. If you are a PRSA Houston chapter member and don't get a chance to network as much as you'd like or are unable to attend our in-person events, here's your chance to connect with your fellow members. Hello and welcome to PRSA. This is the podcast for the Houston chapter of Public Relations Society of America. I am your host, Veronica Sofer with Veronica V. Sofer Public Relations and a proud Houston chapter member of PRSA. And I get the opportunity to connect and spotlight some of our amazing members because really here at PRSA, our objective is to network and really grow our brand so that our profession can get leveraged and we can make those connections. And if you're not connecting with us in person, this is a great way to catch up with members. So if you're listening on the podcast, make sure you hit subscribe. We don't want you to miss any episodes as they drop. And if you are watching the video on one of our social media platforms, let us know that you're watching by putting some comments so that we can connect. We'll go ahead and get started with another member spotlight. I am proud to invite Saki Ndakwa to the screen here. Saki, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Wonderful. Well, tell us a little bit about you.
Well, and I was just thinking about how long I've been a member of PRSA. It is, shows my age. I am a proud member for almost 19 years.
Fantastic.
Yeah, 2003. I can't believe it. And I recently started a new job in public relations. I am a senior vice president of public relations at Jaffe PR, which is a PR and marketing agency that works exclusively with like law firms and lawyers. And so it's been good so far. Started in December and have hit the ground running.
Fantastic. That's great. So tell us why you joined PRSA those 19 years ago. What value did you see in joining the group?
You know, it's funny that you say that. Why did I join? I didn't really want to join. At the time, I didn't really know about PRSA. And my boss at the time, I was working at Texas Southern in the School of Business, and I was the director of communications, but I thought, you know, I was young and naive. Oh, I already know it. What can this, and I've honestly never been a member of, PRSA is like the first professional association that I joined. And so I didn't know the benefit of professional associations. And thank God my dean did. He's like, we're going to pay for it. You're going to go, you're going to get active and you're going to learn more. And I mean, he was so right. I've learned so much in those 19 years. I've met so many wonderful people. I mean, even today, the networking is invaluable. The professional development is invaluable, especially I think during this time in COVID when we feel so isolated. And I know I've been working at home for the last 2 years and just knowing, you know, other people are out there doing the same things, having the same challenges, trying to stay connected, trying to stay engaged, trying to help our companies, right, do the things that they need to do. It's just been invaluable.
That's great. And I couldn't agree with you more because that's exactly the value that I've seen in the membership as well. So tell us a little bit about your thoughts on leadership inside of PRSA, because these types of professional organizations really ride on the backs of our volunteers and members who carry a heavy load. So share with us your thoughts on leadership opportunities.
There are definitely leadership opportunities, and I encourage everyone to get involved and do something, join a committee. And what happens, I find, and I'm sure you've found the same thing, after a while, you find the same group of people that are doing all the work. And what tends to happen, and this happens, PRSA is not alone, and a lot of other professional organizations, you get burnt out.
Right.
And we don't want to burn our members out because, like you said, we are volunteers. Many of us have full-time jobs, families, kids, other things that we have to take care of. And so the more people that we have to help us, the better our organization can be. And it's a great opportunity. I think, like, to be honest with you, the job that I have now is from a colleague I met in PRSA probably 14, 15, maybe 16 years ago. And we kind of stayed in touch. She's not as involved in PRSA. She's a member, but not as involved as she was before. But I mean, that just goes to show you the strength of the network in PRSA.
Right. And you bring up a good point. Sometimes as PR professionals, we're in different seasons of our life.
Yes.
So when you have young babies at home, it's really hard to get to a networking event. But, you know, your season will change and then the time will present itself and you need to be thinking about leadership opportunities.
PRSA is brought to you by Veronica V. Sofer Public Relations. We design and execute personal visibility strategies for businesses, organizations, authors, and entrepreneurs who are ready to uplevel their brands and leverage earned media to legitimize their place in the niche. Visit us at veronicavsofer.com or connect on LinkedIn.
How did you decide to get involved in the leadership?
I think it was just because of volunteering. Somebody on the board asked me, and that's usually how it happens. I served on the district level, and I'm the immediate past president of the Southwest District. And I didn't even know what a district was or about the PRSA district until I was a president or president-elect, which is, I think, a disservice. You know, I wish more people know about the district and how they can get involved, because right now the district is, it serves. Do you know about the Southwest District?
Yes, I attended one of the conferences.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Which one?
Well, it was one in Austin, but they had the Dallas folks and the Houston folks there.
Yeah, I remember that one. That one was good. And I enjoy the international conferences, of course, but for me, district conferences, because they're smaller, they're more fun, right? We get to meet people that we know that we'll see again, hopefully, and that we can stay connected with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I really enjoy the district conferences, but I got involved in the district because somebody, when I was president and serving on the board in the district, somebody asked me, hey, do you want to serve on the board on the district? And that's all it takes. Mm-hmm. You know, they look for people because there are like 15, because the district serves 15 different chapters in 7 different states. And so they look for those leaders that step up that are a little more active, because, you know, our district meetings are once a month. Mm-hmm. They're an hour and a half. And a lot of times it's just all about the agenda and the business. But they look for the people that maybe gives more ideas or volunteer to help. And so that's what I did. And that's how they asked me if I wanted to join the board.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So what's some advice that you would give to someone who's interested in exploring what that might be for them? Maybe they're ready to step into leadership. How would you recommend they go about doing that?
I would just say, ask. If you don't know, ask someone. Ask current board members in the chapter, like, how do I get involved in the district? I want to serve in a national role. And so I'm like networking and trying to figure out like, okay, what do I need to do? And I've served on some national committees, and it's simply me asking like, what can I do or how I can get involved? And then a matter of, you know, signing up.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that obviously it fulfills your philanthropic desire to help your community, your professional community, but do you find that it also leverages just professional contacts that might be beneficial to you later in your career?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know that the people that I've met have definitely helped my career. I've often called on them for guidance when I had questions about, like, you know, situations or ethical issues that, you know, you want to talk to someone else about. And yeah, I know that they're always there, like, for the next opportunity if I wanted to, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's great. So Saki, how can people connect with you? Obviously the show is designed to highlight members and get us networking a little bit more. What's your preference?
Absolutely. I mean, I would love to meet in person, and I hopefully can meet on the next networking event, but contact me on LinkedIn. That's a great way. I am always on there, and I promise I will respond. And if there's anything I can do to help you, connect you with whoever, you know, let me know.
Great. Oh, that's great. Do you have any parting words of wisdom for us, Saki?
I would just say, keep doing what you're doing. Keep working, work hard, volunteer. And you know, if you want an opportunity, ask about it, talk about it, let people know what you want.
Yeah. No, that's great advice. I love it. I love it. And I know that you're looking forward to connecting with folks. So if in-person opportunity presents itself, make sure you go say hi to Saki at one of our future events. And if not, be sure to connect with her on LinkedIn. Thank you so much for your time, Saki. It was wonderful talking about leadership opportunities for PRSA.
Thank you for having me, and hope to see you in person soon.
That's right. Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of PRSA. This is the Houston Chapters podcast of PRSA, where we bring you members to connect with so we can just grow our chapter and really help each other out. I'm your host, Veronica Sofer with Veronica V. Sofer Public Relations, and I am proud to be the show sponsor and host. And I hope to see you in person at one of our future events. Until next time.